Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Starting in the US, where R. Kelly has this morning been sentenced to 30 years behind bars for using his fame to subject young fans to sexual abuse. The R&B singer finding out his fate after being convicted of sex trafficking last year. Outside New York court, abuse survivor Lizette Martinez admits she never thought she'd see this day come.
I personally, this happened to me a long time ago. I was 17, I'm 45 today. I never thought that I would be here to see him be held accountable for the atrocious things that he did to children.
We're expecting a verdict this morning in South Australia after a West Australian police officer was killed by a parcel bomb 28 years ago. Detective Sergeant Jeffrey Bowen died when the device went off in the offices of the National Crime Authority in Adelaide in 1994. Dominic Perry was charged with his murder. Anthony Albanese has met with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Spain. The pair condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its impacts on Australia. Meantime, the United States have announced additional training exercises at their base in Darwin. We're being encouraged to go dry and give up alcohol this dry July. The 31-day challenge kicks in tonight. Foundation spokesperson Ashley Oliver says it raises important funds for cancer research.
Not too late to sign up for Dry July. You can sign up right through July as well. So we encourage anyone to take part whenever they can so we can raise as much money as possible for people affected by cancer.
In sport, some late wickets soured Australia's promising start to the first test against Sri Lanka. The Aussies resumed today at 3 for 98. We're trailing by 114 runs with Usman Khawaja unbeaten on 47 and Steve Smith run out for just 6. Nathan Lyon says they need a big partnership.
I see this game as pretty even stay. Still a lot of work to do.
Novak Djokovic has beaten Tanasi Kokkinakis in straight sets at Wimbledon overnight, while John Isner was too good for Andy Murray. Listener.